Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is some short but sweet audio porn. A change of plan. Nah, I'm knackered, I tell him. I'm the kind of tired where I could barely open my eyes. Tired where I'd have been willing to pay a week's wages just to get a day's reprieve from work. Tired like I really didn't want to fuck. He'd asked if I fancied a quick one. A throwaway, casual request. One said so routinely that it was easy to turn down. There was no pleading in his eyes, no crack or tremble in his voice, as there would have been if he were desperate. So I said no. "I'll just jizz into the crack of your ass then, shall I?" he says. Sleepily murmuring, I turned over and pushed my ass up against him. He gripped his swelling erection and started rubbing. I could feel his closed fist slapping against me with each stroke. He slipped his other hand round my neck and pulled me tighter. The trouble with turning him down is that sometimes it seems a bit final. Often, shortly after I've said no thanks, I'll want to change my mind. Few things change my mind quicker than the frantic, jiggling experience of being a key part of someone's wank. Feeling the tip of his cock rubbing up against my arse. Getting to know the exact points when he's riding the crest of a wave of stomach-knotting hotness simply by the sensation of his arm tightening around my neck. Hearing the tiny grunts and moans in the back of his throat as he gets it just right. 1 minute after my sleepy no, and I am wide awake, hot and aching to feel him inside me. My cunt is slick and I'm pushing myself back into him as far as I can, hoping he'll see how much I've changed, how much I want it now. I don't think he does, which is the best part. His next words aren't spoken because he wants to fulfill my fickle desires. His next words are said with the trembling desperation of a man who needs release. And he says, "Oh God, I really want to fuck you. Please let me fuck you." Yes. Yes, please. And he pushes me over so I'm lying on my stomach, back arched slightly and legs spread so he can slide easily in. Hooking his big arms under my shoulders, he holds me tight and solid as he pushes his cock inside me. And I bite the pillow and I moan at the sheer satisfying weight of him on top and the feeling of being so deeply, achingly full of his dick. And I remember how tired I used to be and see how horny I am now. And I'm very, very glad I changed my mind. If you liked that, you can hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet.